Prosecutors call it the most massive pandemic relief fraud case they've uncovered in an ongoing search to claw back money falsely claimed. Federal officials in Minnesota have indicted some 4 dozen people who they say were stuffing their bank accounts when they claimed to be feeding children in need, stealing $250 million in pandemic aid. Here's U.S. Attorney for Minnesota Andrew Lugar.
Over a short period of time, these 47 defendants engaged in a brazen scheme of staggering proportions.
And one more person was arrested yesterday. Minnesota Public Radio reporter Matt Sepik has been covering the story. He joins us now. Matt, you know, taking money that was supposed to feed thousands of children, using fake receipts, fake names, fake meals. Tell us more about what prosecutors are saying about how it worked.
Well, what allegedly happened here, according to U.S. Attorney Lugar and his prosecution team at the Justice Department, this group of people allegedly led by 41-year-old Amy Bach. She was the founder and executive director of a nonprofit called Feeding Our Future. They allegedly set up phony charities, companies, used existing restaurants all over Minnesota, and submitted reimbursements to the State Department of Education, which is in charge of handing out federal money through two U.S. Department of Agriculture food programs for children. And prosecutors say that they made $250 million, billion with a B, $250 million in phony claims using a web of shell companies and using fake documentation, children's names made up using a name generator geared toward fiction writers. And as you said, pocketed this money and spend it on themselves, luxury real estate, cars, other sorts of property in multiple countries, but particularly here in the U.S.
It's astonishing. I mean, there was one gentleman, we understand, who claimed to be doing 5,000 meals a day for needy kids in his two-room apartment. And in total, 125 million fake meals. The nonprofit at the center, as you say, Feeding Our Future, went from managing about $3 million in funding before the pandemic to nearly $200 million in less than 2 years. Now, we know the government has said, look, this money went out fast and we now are getting it back. But is that how this happened, that, you know, it just, the money was going out so fast it didn't get caught?
Well, the reason it did get caught in the first place is the Minnesota Department of Education, as I mentioned, is tasked with overseeing this federal food program in Minnesota, because it had, until the pandemic began and everything shut down in early 2020, the state had been overseeing this because the money and the programs, the meal sites, were largely at schools and childcare centers. But with the start of the pandemic, things shut down. The government, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which is ultimately responsible for these programs, allowed restaurants to participate. And that's how this alleged scheme began. And that's how this group of defendants, according to prosecutors, spotted an opportunity for massive fraud. Now, as you mentioned, the Education Department noticed that there was this exponential increase in money going to Feeding Our Future. And they tried to close things down. They denied some claims. Feeding Our Future, in fact, went and sued the State Education Department in Minnesota State Court, and a judge said that, you know, the state needs to follow the federal rules and keep the money flowing. It didn't get shut down until the FBI got involved. The state contacted the FBI. The federal prosecutors requested that the search warrants be made public back in January after a series of 25 raids were carried out. And that's what ultimately stopped this flow of money from the USDA through the state to these allegedly fraudulent organizations set up for the purpose of stealing it.
Well, when you say Amy Bach and her Feeding Our Future sued, they were filing a discrimination lawsuit saying that the state was discriminating against minority kids. Look, I'm wondering, how are those kids, how is Minnesota reacting to this?
Well, it's big national news, but here these indictments have been a long time in coming. As I mentioned, the search warrants were unsealed in January, and we've been waiting and waiting and waiting because it's such a big case. They have a lot of investigators, forensic accountants. I know the IRS, the postal inspectors and were involved in this in addition to the FBI. So it takes the feds a long time to build a case like this, and they called the news conference yesterday and announced these indictments. There were a couple of people earlier this year already connected to this case who are listed in these indictments, charged with passport fraud. FBI seized their passports. One tried to leave the country and was arrested at the airport and pleaded guilty to passport fraud. So it is a big, sprawling case.
And kids did not get fed. Matt Sepik with Minnesota Public Radio, thank you.
You're welcome.
And we'll continue to follow the story and the story of the clawback of all this money that went in the wrong direction during the pandemic.